U.S. government reiterates support to Zambia's healthcare, and President Hichilema urges clergy to back free education. The United States government has refuted reports alleging that it has threatened to withhold critical life-saving healthcare support to Zambia unless it is given access to the country's critical minerals. Outgoing U.S. Ambassador to Zambia, Michael Gonzalez, described the report circulating on social media platforms as false. Speaking at a farewell reception, Mr. Gonzalez charged that the allegations leveled against the U.S. government were being peddled by alarmists. He said the false claims attributed to the U.S. government alleging threats to withdraw health care support for millions of Zambians are disgusting.
News 360.
President Hakainde Hichilema has urged the clergy to take a lead in ensuring that every child benefits from the government's free education policy. Speaking during a meeting with members of the clergy in Mufulira district, President Hichilema called on the clergy to identify children in their communities who do not go to school and ensure that they are enrolled. He highlighted that the government's strategy of ensuring every child has an equal chance at education is comprehensive, involving not only the removal of school fees, but also the massive recruitment of teachers, the procurement of desks, and the construction of new classroom blocks. For international news, we monitored the BBC.
Ukraine has struck oil infrastructure in the Russian Black Sea port city of Tuapse for the fourth time in the last 2 weeks. Russia has also continued air attacks on Ukraine. Niger's military government says a joint force from Niger, Burkina Faso and Mali has been carrying out intense airstrikes in Malian territory following attacks by Islamist militants and Tuareg separatists. A statement said the operation began just hours after the groups launched coordinated attacks, capturing several key strategic areas over the weekend. All three countries are led by military governments.
The U.S. dollar is trading at 18 kwacha 81 ngwe, the Great British Pound 25 kwacha 41 ngwe, the Euro is trading at 21 kwacha 99 ngwe, and the South African Rand is trading at 1 kwacha 12 ngwe. These rates are according to the Bank of Zambia. Please take note, they are indicative and may vary from bank to bank. The Minnesota Timberwolves will face the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference semifinals of the NBA playoffs after eliminating the Denver Nuggets. The Timberwolves won Game 6, 110-98 to win the best of 7 series 4-2. In a tight contest, the Timberwolves led 57-50 before Denver's Nikola Jokic scored 14 points in the third quarter to set up a close finish. Jokic, voted the NBA's most valuable player on three occasions, ended the game with 28 points and 10 assists, but his performance was overshadowed by his involvement in an altercation with Timberwolves' Jalen Clark. Lusaka is sunny and pleasant with the highs at 25 degrees Celsius. Tonight will be clear with the temperature dropping to as low as 15 degrees Celsius. The headlines. U.S. government reiterates support to Zambia's healthcare, and President Hichilema urges clergy to back free education. My name is Terence Makondo.
Different flavors. Fruity original, fruity guava, fruity mango, fruity pineapple, fruity apple, and fruity granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity all day, all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Lusaka's hits all day frequency. 96.5 Rock FM.
Bye.
we done and now we start a trend. Oh, you never not been next to me. We met in tears on Christmas Eve. You fit just like a missing piece. California king with my twin, she a queen.